This is Scott Becker with a brief episode about cryptocurrencies for the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. One of the things I had a chance to read this morning, and it's written by Brian Soze, the brilliant editor at large at Yahoo Finance. It's titled, Why You Could Still Lose It All in Cryptocurrencies. So this was a fascinating short piece, and I'll go through four or five notes on it and give some personal experience. So he says, essentially, that buying cryptos is not like buying a normal stock. It's not like buying Apple or Microsoft or something else. Aside from it being highly risky, his second point is there's no real reporting on these stocks. There's no place to look for financial numbers. There's no place to look at, you know, what is the back behind the cryptocurrencies, the Bitcoins, the other cryptocurrencies, and so forth. The third thing he says is that you're going to expect, you know, extreme periods of volatility. And in his article, you know, Why You Can Still Lose It All in Cryptocurrencies, there's a great piece that shows different volatility spots, 20%, 21% down, 16% down, and so forth. So the fourth point I make in cryptocurrencies, if you're going to put money into them, you almost have to view it as like at this point, and no offense, we'll take this very seriously, it's almost like betting on Sunday sports football, fantasy football, or betting on your favorite football team on Sundays. View it as this is risky capital. So don't put in more money than you could afford to lose comfortably. You know, to that point, I finally decided I should dabble in it, not put a significant amount of money in it, but dabble in it. And we did that. And of course, since we started to dabble in it, this article, Why You Could Still Lose It All in Cryptocurrencies, rings very true with me, because just since I put money into it, it's gone down 16%. So thank God for my core investing, which is what we call Coin Explorer in the S&P 500, which is doing fine. But this has been a debacle. In any event, fascinating to watch this cryptocurrency thing. It's gone down 16%. You know, one bettor might tell me that I should double down on it. I am not at that spot, but it's just fascinating to watch what's going on with those cryptocurrencies. I sort of had to put a little bit into it to dabble in it, to learn about it. Fear of missing out, all those kinds of things. What if it turns into the next Apple, the next Amazon, et cetera? But so far, I'm cautiously pessimistic. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast.